sixth graders. We're here to help you understand the mysteries of science. Tune in to WMTN Radio for more Science According to Sixth Graders. And now, on with the show!
Yeah! Hello there, and welcome to Science According to Sixth Graders. I'm your host, Brody Fricker. And I'm interviewing local self-described expert, Will Moody. Today we will be talking about chemical reactions. So, first question, what is a chemical reaction?
Well, a chemical reaction can be a lot of different things. It could be explosions, rust, and much more. I'm fairly sure you know what an explosion is. And rust is where oxygen reacts to iron and forms an iron oxide. The most defining trait of a chemical reaction is that in all chemical reactions, new substances are formed. You are filled with constant chemical reactions, like stomach acids working, or you would be dead.
That's amazing, Will! What is a sign that a chemical reaction has occurred?
When a new substance is formed, you can almost always see it, so there will be bubbles or precipitate. A precipitate is where you have two solutions, and they react to form a solid. There could also be a change of color, or it can combust, which is where oxygen and fuel react to create carbon dioxide and water, or an explosion.
Great answer! I have another question. How do chemical reactions occur?
When the molecules of a moving atom hit each other, the chemical bonds break, and new substances form, also known as a chemical reaction.
That's fantastic, Will! Still got some more questions for you. What are different types of chemical reactions?
Well, there are combustion reactions, which I've already talked about. Oxygen and fuel combine to form carbon dioxide and water. There are also synthesis reactions, which combine two chemicals to form a new one. Decomposition reactions are when you separate chemicals in a reaction. A single displacement reaction is where you have three chemicals. Two are bonded and one is lone. The lone one switches with one of the bonded ones. Finally, double displacement is similar, but with four chemicals that switch bonds instead. Synthesis reactions or when two molecules combine to create a substance.
Do you have anything else to say?
Yes, just remember, don't react too harshly. It's only a chemical reaction.
We won't see you next time on Science According to Sixth Graders. Bye!
You've been listening to Science According to Sixth Graders.
Lots of thanks to Mr. Spiratio for being our incredible science teacher.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Science According to Sixth Graders.
And keep listening to WMTN Radio at St.